理课堂听 class.com。
The RMA Force. Interview with Dr. James R. Blaker, Senior Advisor to former Vice Chairman of Joint Chief of Staff's General Retired William A. Owens.
In your paper, Understanding the Revolution in Military Affairs, A Guide to America's 21st Century Defense, you suggest building up the RMA force. Is the RMA force a part of RMA, or a result of it?
Well, it's both. You have to understand that that paper was part of this debate. It was an exaggerated view. It was written at a time when nobody had tried to be specific about what were the real changes that the American RMA implied. The paper argued the United States should move towards smaller forces because, by making them smaller, they become more agile, and you can substitute knowledge for mass. That's the hypothesis. It's not proven, but that's the hypothesis. The paper was an effort to try to portray what those sorts of organizations might look like. So, if we got to that point, it would be a result of the RMA. But there was also an argument that said that we don't really know how to do this. In order to make the kinds of changes that might be necessary, it would really be necessary to do a great deal of experimentation. And the way to do that experimentation was to take some part of the active military, free it from the current readiness requirements, make the organizational changes, and then ask them to test whether or not those organizations were the right ones. To do that meant that in the U.S., you would have to use the reserve forces differently than we had used them before. The reserve forces in this scheme would be used to provide force presence, peacekeeping operations, many of the things that the acting force is now charged with. So, it was a means of accelerating the changes that we think might be involved in this revolution. And, as such, it was considered too radical.
Could you describe the technological templates for the RMA force?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by the templates, but the templates do not depend on a traditional way in which the militaries looked at technology. In the American case, military technology in aircraft was always associated with advanced forms of the platform itself, aircraft that would fly faster, farther, carry more, things like that. In the Navy, it was always associated with platforms. Ships that would go faster, carry more armaments, those things. And in the Army, particularly the armored forces, it was always associated with tanks, which were more heavily armored, could shoot faster and more accurately, could go longer, things like that. The real technology template for the RMA has much less to do with advanced platforms than with the things that they carry. It is, again, information technology based, which deals less with the amount of armor that the tank carries, and more with its ability to communicate, its ability to receive information, and or trade that information to the tank crew, etc. So, the template was counterintuitive, because it did not say that you should spend your research and development money on new tanks or new aircraft. You should spend it on the ability to integrate those platforms better.
What are the necessities and goals of building up the RMA force? According to your estimate, how long will it take to shift to the RMA force from the current situation?
The necessities are the will to try it and the courage to change. It sounds like a cliche, but that's the real necessity. Because the changes are likely to be significant, many of the people inside the military are reluctant to try to change, because they don't know where it will lead. And because we have not lost a war since Vietnam, there's a reluctance, a smugness, an arrogance that works against the willingness to try to experiment, to change. If we had the courage to do this, I think it would take 10 years. But the changes would be dramatic in those 10 years.
What changes in the armed forces will take place during the building up of the RMA force?
Well, I think that the changes will be in the form of appliques. What I mean by that is that the technology is arriving. It's almost a done deal. It's in place. For the most part, it's been applied to existing organizations and doctrines. What the Army is doing is a good example. They are taking information technology and applying it to existing tanks within the existing organizations and operating as they develop these devices. As such, the real capabilities of this technology will be reached only slowly as people come to the realization that, for instance, if you really do have a dominant knowledge of what is occurring, then perhaps you don't need things like tactical reserves. Tactical reserves have always been meaningful in the context of not having knowledge. They were an insurance policy against the sudden breakthrough or an enemy capability which you did not expect. But if you really have a much better understanding of what is occurring on the battlefield, then perhaps you don't need a reserve force. And those kinds of implications go throughout the use of military forces. The Americans have developed a concept of close air support, primarily in which the Air Force provides close air support to the Army. But close air support has always been something seen by the Army and the Air Force and the United States as something like the reserves, something that you use when you come up against an unexpected event. But if there are fewer unexpected events, then maybe you don't have to have that concept of close air support. So, the implications of this are massive. They involve challenges to existing doctrine. Yet, the current approach in using the technology is to apply it to existing doctrine, existing organization. And as such, the changes and the power of the concepts will be slow in coming. That's why Owens and others, myself included, have argued that we should experiment much more rapidly and much more radically. We want to condense the time at which the revolution will occur from 20 years to 10 years.
What are the main obstacles to be overcome in building up the RMA forces? How will the military capabilities be maintained during the buildup of the RMA force?
The biggest obstacles, again, are lack of courage, traditional commitments, and the parochialism of the separate services. The way to overcome them is to move toward joint operations, joint command control structures. And, speaking as an American, I believe the Americans should do this now. Do this sooner rather than later. We should do the experimentation now when the threat is relatively low.
Practice listening to words.
词汇听力练习.
Exaggerated.
夸大的.
Agile.
灵活的.
Substitute.
替换.
Hypothesis.
假设.
Active military.
现役部队.
Reserve forces.
预备役部队.
Scheme.
安排配置.
Force presence.
兵力存在.
Peacekeeping operations.
维和作战.
Radical.
激进的.
Template.
模板模式.
Associated.
关联的.
Armored.
装甲的.
Have to do with.
与什么什么有关.
Intuitive.
直觉的.
Reluctant.
勉强的.
Smugness.
沾沾自喜.
Arrogance.
傲慢自大.
applique.
镶嵌。
A done deal.
技术已成型，完善。
Tactical reserves.
战术预备队。
In the context of.
在某种情况下。
Close air support.
近距空中支援。
Condense.
使浓缩。
Obstacle.
障碍。
Parochialism.
本位主义。